In local news, the wait is nearly over for the wharf project, which is about to move into its last phase of construction. Over the coming weeks, council contractors will be constructing a new concrete footpath, raised pedestrian platform across the entrance lane, parking wheel stops and asphalting. While they will aim to keep disruption to a minimum, they won't really, because there will still be lots of construction traffic and there will be several periods of limited access to the wharf area. This work is in preparation for the area to be open to the public from Saturday the 4th of May. That's the plan. Council will also be running a drop-in session for their draft annual plan in Raglan this Friday, with staff and political representatives there to chat to. Everyone from the mayor down, including councillors, community board members and staff, have been signalling that it's going to be a difficult time financially since the new government halted plans to fund the three water services. Because of what many are saying is an impossible burden, communities have now been asked to consider what services they think they can do without, or alternatively accept extremely high rate rises for the foreseeable future. That drop-in session will be at the Town Hall on Friday, 12th of April at 6:30pm. In local sport, there was success for Raglan at the New Zealand Surf Series event in Auckland over the weekend, but not where the pundits were predicting. Halfway through the competition, reports were waxing lyrical about Billy Stearman's performance, but he dipped out in the semi-finals, and it was left to Caleb Cutmore to carry the flag, winning his semi, but coming second in the final to Daniel Farr, who surfed the best round of the competition, with 17.34 points ahead of Caleb's 14.87. Alani Morse made it to the women's final, coming third to Leah Miller and Ellen Tafaru. And Liv Haysom, Cora Cooper, Taylor Hutchinson also made it to the semis, while Luke Diamond, Navarin Malone, Theo Morse and Tom Robinson made it to the quarterfinals. And while they're all returning home, Billy Stearman is heading off to Tahiti today for 2 weeks of training at Tiahupo. And in other sports news, the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team had a great start to their second season this weekend, beating the Tawamuda Firehawks 22-14 in what was described as a game full of physicality in Tawamuda on Saturday. Taking away the MVP points were Timothy Aitken-Reed, Tafri Barber-Salvation and Dion Isaiah Werita, who scored 4 tries for the match. Next week they have a home game, as do the Raglan Roosters football team, who will be opening their season at Papahua at 1pm on Sunday. That is the Raglan News for Monday, 8th of April 2024.